We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the panel game. Yes, believe it or not, it's another scintillating session of virtuoso verbiage from Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, and Bill Oddie. Dave Lee will be tickling the ivories, and Humphrey Littleton reposing in the chair.
Hello again. Once again, it's my duty to present on my left, John Cleese and Graham Garden. On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Bill Oddie. Those of you who've seen this program or heard this program before won't have the faintest idea what's happening, which starts us all off level pegging. And I'm going to ask each team to sing a song, but they'll have to sing it as animals nominated by me. And I shall mark this one for zoological exactitude, whatever that means. Now then, we'll start with John and Graham, please. If you'll sing lovely old French song, Autumn Leaves, as wolves. Out of two, because one of the wolves laid an egg halfway through. Bill and Tim, if you will sing a composition by, I think I'm right in saying, Irving Berlin. It's a song called Blue Skies, and you have to sing it as pigs.
Yes. Killed my pig.
An awful mess, didn't you?
Didn't need to kill it. I think they were dying of strangulation. Now, I have to explain to you that at the very end of this game, I'm going to ask the teams to announce people with silly names appropriate to the function for which they're being announced. And to give the players time to think them up, I'll leave it until later in the programme before I ask for their silly names appropriate to the late arrivals at the greengrocer's ball. Greengrocer's ball. That's for you to ponder on, team, while we go on to the second round. In this round, each team will play a scene from a well-known play, but only one member of the team has a script, and the other one has to improvise and get on as best he can. And this will be marked, for two marks will be the maximum for survival. Now, the first play is going to be performed by Bill and Tim. And their play is The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. The part of Algernon played by Bill and Cecily by Tim. Curtain up. Overture and beginners, please.
Enter Algernon, very gay and debonair.
It's Tommy Cooper.
No, it's not. He's very gay. You are my little cousin Cicely, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not so sure.
maybe a non sequitur, but I'm not really wicked at all, cousin Cicely. You mustn't think that I am wicked.
Well, I can dream, can't I?
Well, of course, I have been rather reckless.
Like a successful sailor. Think about it. No, on second thought, reckless. Yes.
In fact, now you mention the subject, I have been very bad in my own small way.
Oh, do be so modest.
It is much pleasanter being here with you.
You're just saying that.
About my...
Not very well.
Australia, I'd sooner die.
I think you just have.
I think Tim was playing the wrong part there. He was playing Lady Constance Bracknell. But give them two marks now, and we'll move on to John and Graham, who, on a slightly higher cultural level, are playing a scene from Henry VI, Part Two, by William Shakespeare. John Holland is played by Graham Garden. George Beavis by John Cleese.
They're not in this.
Well, I say it was never merry world in England since gentlemen came up.
Ah, 'tis true. He never said a true word in his life. Ah, 'tis true. I can find out the fault in that.
Oh, the nobility. The nobility think scorn to go in leather aprons.
Ah, you can say that again. 'Tis true.
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 True, and yet it is sad. Labour in thy vocation, which as much as to say, let the magistrates be labouring men, and therefore should we be magistrates.
Ah, well, I don't know as how I can quite agree with that. I think that is a question for debate, or as they do say, a moot point.
I see them. I see them. But there's best son, the tanner of Wingham.
Aye, so he be there now. I see him there, he be the one with the two legs.
Aye, and Dick the butcher.
Aye, I see him too, with the tin and boot polish embedded behind his cheek.
And Smith the weaver.
Ah, with another tin and boot polish embedded just behind his left temple.
Come.
They've been fighting down at the greengrocer's again.
Come, come. Let's fall in with them.
On to the next round, which I'm sorry to say involves singing. This is a round that involves individual players rather than teams, and this is where the first player starts a song, stops singing whenever he feels like it, and the next player picks up on the word at which he stopped and has to start a new song starting with that word. And we shall be going in the order of Bill Oddie, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor, and John Cleese. Bill Oddie, will you start, please?
Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist two.
Graham.
Two lovely black eyes. Oklahoma, when the wind comes.
In a line.
And plain. Again.
What?
Plain.
Plain.
No, you didn't know the next line. I said, going to stop
I
there.
Said plain. Do you want plain or do you want
plain
Oklahoma?
Is your word, John.
Plain sailing is what they told me to do.
I'll
when
give you...
I went there to see them a last week. Boom, boom, boom.
We'll have to stop that there because that song is one that's not allowed to be broadcast. And we'll take it up now. We won't penalise you there. We'll take it up with Graham Garden to start there.
When the red robin comes bob bob bobbing along
way to Tipperary, it's a long.
What's the last one long?
John Long.
Oh, it's my turn. Sorry.
Long.
What was it again?
Long.
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 Long. Long way to Tipperary. It's a long, long
way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary.
Oh, ref, come on. Come on, chapel, John.
Something tells me we're involved in a vicious circle here. So, Tim, will you start the song now, please?
Yes, certainly. If I can think of one.
Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run. Don't. Away with me.
Oh, again?
It's another unpublished work. It's a new one. It's in a new Broadway musical.
While there's still time, I'm going to go on to the next round there, having scored 21 to Team A and 72 to Team B. In this round, each team will read an excerpt from a well-known play. They're going to read this in a disguised voice, and for 1 point, the other team has to identify the piece. So we'll start on this occasion with Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor.
The Odd Couple by Neil Simon.
Can we have some nice dramatic music, please, Dave?
Nice dramatic music from David.
I'd like to know what happened.
What's happened?
That's right! Something must have caused you to go off the deep end like this. What is it? What is it? What is it? Something I said? Something I did? Hey, what?
It's nothing you said. It's nothing you did. It's you.
I see. Well, that's plain enough.
I could make it plainer, but I don't want to hurt you.
What is it? The cooking, the cleaning, the crying. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the cooking, cleaning and crying. It's the talking in your sleep. It's the moose calls that open your ears at 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't take it anymore. I'm cracking up. Everything you do irritates me. And when you're not here, I don't want to know what you're doing when you're coming in.
Have you started yet?
Right.
I mean,
Don and Graham, if
public.
You can identify that piece.
It's rather reminiscent of some Arnold Bennett. Not Arnold Bennett. Elbow Arnold.
It might even have been Elbow Arnold.
Or Benedict Arnold, do you think?
Yes, or Gordon Benedict.
I think it was something more popular, more recent.
Yes, possibly. Yes. Kit Marlowe or...
Give you 10 seconds.
Or Marquito.
Is it modern?
Yes, it's modern.
Overran your time then. Bill and Tim, will you divulge what that dramatic piece was, please?
Yes, it's The Odd Couple by Neil Simon. The Odd Couple by Neil Simon.
Oh, didn't we say that? Wasn't that the first time?
Right, there's no marks to Don and Graham, but it's their turn now to try and baffle the other team with their dramatic excerpt.
The Cherry Orchard by Chekhov.
My father was your father, Surf. Your great-grandfathers before him, but you were so good to me when I was young that I've forgotten all that. I love you like a sister. You're my own flesh and blood. Old nurse died while you were away.
Yep, I know. God be with her, God rest her soul, poor old bat.
Anastasia is dead too. Cross-eyed Petrushka has left us now and works in the town of police inspectors.
My daughter, Dashenka, sends her greetings.
I must leave at once. There's no time to talk. Well, I'll say it in 2 or 3 words. You already know that your cherry orchard is...
How are you, man?
Well... Stop it! Nasty, dirty, filthy, full frontal star. I don't like that.
No.
John Jim and Bill,
here?
Rack your brains.
Well, I would say it was Russian.
Tell that by the accent. Voices threw me a bit.
I wish it was always performed like that. I'd say if I was playing chess. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say Chekhov, mate. I'd say it was The Cherry Orchard by...
Bluey Chekhov.
Right.
Mind you did give us
the one mark there to Bill and Tim, bringing the score to 2 each. And this is the one in which each team has to sing the words of one song to the tune of another. And I'm going to ask Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor to start this one off now. And I want them to sing the words of There Is a Tavern in the Town to the tune of White Christmas.
My dear love sits in
I stopped that one there because they'd made that dramatic leap into the high register, and I was really fearing for their safety once they were Right. Now, John Cleese and Graham Garden, your words are Any Old Iron, and your song is a very appropriate one for those particular words, Some Enchanted Evening. You there because the BBC has to pay royalties if a recognisable four bars of any tune are performed. And I reckon we stopped you just under the recognisable four bars. I'm going to give Bill and Tim one mark for that, and John and Graham, after a great deal of deliberation, one mark for theirs. That brings us on to the next round, in which each member of the team has to impersonate a well-known person, impersonating another well-known person, reciting a nursery rhyme. And we're going to start now with Graham Garden, who I'm going to ask to imitate Clement Freud impersonating Rolf Harris reciting Little Miss Muffet.
How's he getting the voice right then?
The arrogance, the thing that he might do.
He's drinking the water. He's about to start.
Time me a kangaroo down, spawned. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. And down came a spider, sat down beside her, under the shade of the coolibar tree, and frightened Miss Muffet away.
One mark for that, and we go over to Tim Brooke Taylor, who is asked to impersonate Harold Wilson, impersonating Chairman Mao, reciting Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden glow?
Well, hell of a hell, and hell of hell, and pretty lights all in a row.
I think that'll do for the time being.
Thank you, I agree. Ha ha, good night.
Right, level pegging on this round with one mark there out of two. And now, Bill Oddie, will you give us Donald Duck impersonating Huey Green? reciting Simple Simon.
I don't even know Simple Simon. Let alone, I can do Donald Duck, I can do Huey Green, but I can't do Simple Simon.
That's one mark, Donald.
Right. Thank you very much, friends. Here we go. We're going to do Simple Simon. This is Donald Duck impersonating Huey Green. You may not believe that. I'm a very clever duck. And I do a really wonderful impersonation. What's more, this is very clever. I'm now going to do Donald Duck impersonating Huey Green impersonating Donald Duck. That was Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. So Simple Simon to the pieman. Can you speak a little more clearly, please, duck? All right, hey, don't worry. Is there any a poor duck doing that? I'll report you all to the RSPCA.
And I'll report you for ruining a BBC microphone. While you mop it off, that's two marks to Bill for that. And we come now to John Cleese, who I'm going to ask to impersonate David Frost, impersonating Adolf Hitler.
They're different.
Reciting the Grand Old Duke of York, John.
The Grand Old Duke of York.
They are different, John.
The super old Duke of York. And Alf. He had £10,000. Sorry. My slip is showing. 10,000 men. Sorry.
Der Mensch ist sehr auf Gefühligkeit.
Er hat sie oben gemacht. Oben und so weiter bis dahin. Und den habe ich unter Gefilden gefunden und das Schleiden sie werden da finden.
Two danger marks there for nearly bursting a blood vessel. And we go on now to the singing relay. And in this one, one of the players of each team starts off a song, and he and his partner have to sing a duet, each one singing alternate words. And they're penalised if either of them sings two words or if they falter and stop in the middle. Now, let's start with John and Graham here, and we'd like you to sing Who's Your Lady Friend?
Hello,
hello,
who's your lady friend? Who's the little
girlie
by your side?
I've
seen
you
with a girl
or two. Oh,
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 I am surprised
at
you.
Hello,
hello,
what
your...
I got excited.
Right. You lose one of your two marks there, but you can get it back again if you can manage to get through it all at a very much faster tempo.
Hello,
hello,
who's your lady friend? Who's that little girlie by your side? I've seen...
Okay, I'll give you two marks there. I'll give you two marks there, because that was a very good effort. As we go over now to Bill and Tim, and your song is I Belong to Glasgow.
Chat Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. There's nothing the matter with Glasgow, cause it's going round and round. Oh, I'm a common old working
tablet.
Now, you've got to get one mark back now by singing that one very much faster.
Sleeping a bit there.
I belong to Glasgow, dear old Glasgow town. Oh, there's something the matter with Glasgow, cause it's going round and round. Oh, I'm only a common old working chap, as anyone here can see. But when I...
Right, well, I'm awarding two marks there, which brings the scores to John and Graham 15 and Bill and Tim 16. So now we come to the round, the final round, which I referred to at the beginning of the programme, where each of the teams can make up marks. This is the one where I ask each of the teams to announce the late arrivals at the greengrocer's ball. The greengrocer's ball. So if you're ready now with your arrivals, we'll start with Bill and Tim's team. Bill.
Mr. and Mrs. F. Toot and their son B. Croot.
Big old
pal. You don't qualify for that one. No, we don't have B. Toots on the menu. Big of the ball. John Cleese.
Mr. and Mrs. Cobeans and their son Paddy Cobeans.
Tim.
And another arrival at the greengrocer's ball. Mr. and Mrs. It from Australia. from Australia and their grandmother from England, Tommy Grandy.
Graham Garden.
Miss Emily Snip and her father, Parks.
Yeah, chug him out. Not to mention the final arrival at the Greengrocer's Ball with a bit of luck which should win us the round.
Oh, no, it won't.
Oh, no, it won't. Mr. and Mrs. Pound of Apples, please.
Not him.
Yes.
Not him.
Not him. And their famous son.
No, no.
From the East End. Half a pound of apples.
Ladies and gentlemen, no. Mr. and Mrs. Baldy Biscuit and their son, Gary Baldy Biscuit.
And how did he get in the greengrocer's ball?
He came in for a leak.
This is where I am.
And the final arrival, Mr. and Mrs. Joke and their son, Norman Churchill.
Well, this is
and
where...
And one uninvited guest.
This is where it's time to tot up the score.
Mr.
Keep going on.
And Mrs. O'Ree. And their son, all together, Chick.
Rock-O'Ree.
That one manages to bring the score level at...
and their
bring
son...
the score level at 24 each. This is where... Well, it's time to say on behalf of our two teams, musical accompanist David Lee and myself, Humphrey Littleton, goodbye now.
And the dramatis personae, if you'll forgive the expression, were Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden and Bill Oddy. Dave Lee was at the piano and John Castles attempting the production.